Niggas out like bitches need to quit it with that group of sun. Ride out his body in a party when it's 20 tons. I was on the phone, now I'm on fire, trying to me up. Just woke up to some millions, I'm on like a bitch. My little sisters and my little daughters never wanting for shit. I was just walking to the corner store, broke as a bitch. Showing on our side with Trayvon, trying to poke us some shit. Couldn't do no shining, cause I had to find me some paper first. I ain't had nobody, couldn't even find a way to work.
Yo, what it do? Back in action, your boy KG, you know what I'm saying? True Stories Podcast, second live episode. Before I get anything started, shout out to Anchor. Anchor is the first people that signed me, that been putting my shit out there. Slowly but surely, it's been moving up. I don't own any copyrights to that song. By the way, it's Rod Wave, Shooting Stars. And shit, every song Rod Wave come out with has spoke volume to basically anybody, if you can relate. Here, I have two people on the podcast today. You feel me? Last episode, I had my boy Marty Morphin. Shout out. I hope he's still doing good with your music. But I have my friend Anthony.
What's good?
I have Shannon on here. Anthony, he's just got enlisted to the Army. He's leave August 3rd, he's leaving to the Army. Shannon over here, she does her little model agency. She also is a songwriter. So what the episode is going to be about today is we're going to basically talk about the emotions, asking him questions about what led him up to the point of him joining the Army, you know what I'm saying? And then what led her up to the point of modeling and getting into songs and what else she planned on shooting for the stars, you know, Rod Wave. So, bro, introduce yourself, even though I said their name.
What's good? My name's Anthony, 25 now, enlisting into the Army, leave August 3rd, going to Fort Benning. 24 weeks of OSU, 3 weeks of airborne.
If y'all
want to
send them care packages, put
it on. Don't send me care packages. I'm not trying to get smoked. And then after that, I signed as an 11X-ray, and then I get decided on if I'm an 11 Bravo or 11 Charlie, mortar team or infantryman, and then I go to Ranger school right after that, and we got to see if we pass Ranger school or not. So it's going to be a mission. You know, it's going to be a big mental mission.
USA.
Yes, sir. Proud to serve.
What led you into modeling and singing and songwriting?
Growing up, I've always wanted to be in front of the camera. Look at any family photos, I'm the one that's posing all the time.
How old are you, by the way?
23.
Nice.
I've actually been modeling for 3 years. Finally just made it recently on a billboard in Times Square.
Okay.
Woo!
good shit.
But yeah, I mean, I got into modeling for my papa, so just trying to make that dream come true.
Nice. You got an Instagram page that people can follow if you want.
Yep. It's SGGALLAGHER. Follow me. Hype me up.
Modest. So she also have like any other y'all like women out there that want to be like a model. She knows a lot of photographers Massachusetts to Rhode Island to New York, Atlanta, Georgia, California. If y'all want like any advice, you know, follow.
Or if you need tips on posing, how to get comfortable, I got you.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So nice. Anthony, bro.
Yes, sir.
What led you into wanting to leave, man?
A lot.
Start. Like what? What 100% just gave you that like, all right, I'm 100% committing to this.
If we're gonna be honest, it's gotta be
true stories.
It's gotta be my last relationship.
Your last relationship.
Yeah, it made me reach a breaking point that I didn't think I could reach.
What happened?
Long story short, you know, you knew who I was dating. I met, introduced you to her, everything. You know, you thought she was a good girl. I thought the same thing as well. We were only dating for around 3 months, 3.5 months, but a lot of promises were made in that short of time. Long story short, I got broken up with over text, care package home, you know, all my stuff got sent back home, ignored, sent on block, all that. Yeah. And it sent me into, I wouldn't say depression, but this phase. And this phase was me being docile, making myself just sit in my room, you know, not communicating with anyone, just doing my own thing, you know, smoking, just getting high to ignore my feelings, drinking to ignore my feelings.
What emotions were you feeling? Like, did you feel broken? Did you feel
I didn't feel like a person. You know, I didn't feel whole because I've been through so much shit in the past. I've been through so many, you know, I wouldn't say so many relationships, but I've been through, you know, multiple people who have done me wrong, and I thought this person would do me right.
Yeah.
And the promises we made didn't foretell everything that was in the future. You know, she broke up with me in 3 months, and I was just so devastated at that fact. And after that happened, you know, I started reaching out to my brother more, who was also in the military. You know, we started talking more. And my father as well, you know, Mike, he's been also persistent on it. And the best thing that we found out is, you know, just enlist in the army, enlist in the military, doesn't matter what branch you want to go to, and become more independent.
Okay, so not to put you out there, I remember when we were talking about it, and you said you need to learn how to become more independent because you depend on people, you know,
right.
A lot.
Yeah, I do. Not people,
but women a lot, so to speak, you feel me?
Right.
Like, let people know, like, that other people that have that problem, like, you know what I'm saying, what makes you dependent on a woman instead of just being independent for yourself?
The thing that makes you, honestly,
what
dependent,
makes you?
That makes me, not other people, but that makes me dependent on a significant other, you know, is you seek happiness, right? You literally search until ends meet for happiness. You remember me when I, you know, when I broke up with my ex, Allison, when I broke up with her, I was searching. Right,
yeah.
Searching for fucking anything that made me happy.
To fill a void.
To avoid any conflict, any feeling that I had. And I was searching for months and months and months. When we went out, we always partied, bro. We always went to bars. And, you know, you tried to help me with all that. But honestly, you know, I found that person on Tinder. Right, it should have been a red flag. Or it should have been a red flag immediately.
Well, listen,
immediately. Apparently not me.
Some people have success stories, but okay. but what else, bro?
but I just thought this person was different, and when you go searching for some happiness and love and just peacefulness out of someone, you search, right? You don't let it fall into place. You don't let it come to you. You don't let it just fall into peace.
Can I tell you something? So you can't find happiness through other people.
Exactly.
You have to find happiness for yourself.
Yeah.
Like in yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Which took me a while to realize. Yeah. It really did take me a very long. I even excluded you. You remember?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, 100%.
And you know, we forgive. We, you know, you're my brother. We've honestly forgiven. I apologized to you a million times because of that. And you know, I blocked everyone out when I started dating her. And then after we broke up, I realized, I was like, I broke up and I don't even have Kevin. You know, I don't have any of my real friends anymore. I don't have fucking anyone. It was just me in my room. You know, no one bothered to ever come check on me in my room. No one ever bothered to come look up on me. And that's when, you know, after 2 months of doing that, like straight 2 months of just sitting in your room and just being like starving yourself and just thinking all these bad thoughts and, you know, you'll never find some shit. You know, I just started realizing, I was like, I don't need anyone to be happy with myself.
Yeah.
You know, and I need to do good for me. I don't need to be worried about, like, someone else making me happy. I just need to fucking worry about myself being happy and worry about my future.
And that's what led you up to
and
joining the military.
That is what ultimately led me up to joining the military. Because in 2016, I was originally going to enlist in the Air Force as well.
Yeah.
I took the ASVAB again, I believe it was a year and a half now prior when I was dating Allison. I took the ASVAB for the Air Force. I qualified for the Air Force as well, but I never went through with it because I was so codependent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was trying to make the other person happy and not myself. As long as that other person was happy, I was happy.
Yeah.
Right? Fuck Anthony's happiness. That's all, you know? Fuck my happiness. Fuck anyone else like that. You know, if my significant other was happy, cool.
Yeah.
I'm happy. Right, I never realized that my own happiness was depleting and my own like motivation, my own self-confidence and all that was gone.
So for anybody that's out there that's on live, if you're joining the military or like you enlisted, how do you feel, like, you know, when that day comes? Like, obviously it's like you got, what, like a month and a half, 2 months before that day comes, but like, How do you feel? Like,
so personally,
are you nervous? Are you
no, not at all, no? Not at all. There are some people. I made a couple friends when I was in MEPS. So MEPS is the military entry processing station, and that's where you go. You take your ASVAB, you take your physical, and you know, you just get checked out, make sure you're qualified for the military.
Yeah.
I went in, I made a bunch of friends in there. You know, I'm the comedic dude. I'm just the fucking 25-year-old guy compared to all these 18 and 17-year-olds that are going in.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of people in there who are nervous as hell.
Yeah.
Right? You know,
why wouldn't you? We might be potentially going to war.
Exactly. You know, I had a bunch of Marines that were coming with me. It was Marines and Air Force. I was the only Army kid there. And me, I was just, you know, I was cracking jokes. I was telling them how happy I was to go to the military, how, you know, how happy I am to select my MOS and, you know, how to select my job and just get going. You know, I was fucking pumped. I'm done with, like, everything else in my back life, my past life. I'm done. I just want to make myself happy, and this is the happiest I've been selected and joined the military, right? Yeah. And everyone was nervous. You know, these kids were nervous. And I was like, so I asked one kid, I was like, oh, why are you so nervous? Like, why are you nervous to go to MEPS? If you want to join the military, why are you so nervous? He's just like, he was saying, I don't know if this is the right thing to do. And I was like, well, why do you think that? And he said, well, my father's degrading me about joining. He, you know, he's been preventing me from joining because he had split parents.
Yeah.
And, you know, his mother was all about it. Like, you know, join, you know, make yourself a better person. But his father was like, no, that's the dumbest decision you could do. You know, you shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do that. You know, blah, blah, blah. The Marines are bad for you. You shouldn't be joining them. Honestly, don't listen to anyone like that. Don't. Because if they're not supporting you to the fullest and they're not supporting your goals and your dreams, just don't.
Well, shouldn't also, like, making that type of commitment, you should 100% know.
You got to be sure.
You got to be 100%.
You got to be sure.
Or not even 100, 110.
Because that's like putting your life on the line.
Right. Yeah, like,
it's not like, hey, I'm going to join school. It's like, no, like, you're literally like, that's your life.
Yeah.
Big facts.
And like myself, like, originally I wasn't going to go infantry.
Yeah.
Like, I was going to go into intel.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't going to go in the frontline service, but then I was like, I'm single, I have nothing to lose, and when I go into 11 Bravo, like I wanted to go into, with my option 40 into a RAS contract, which is Ranger School contract, I got balls to the wall, bro. I got nothing to lose. I have family backing me up, I have family supporting me, my whole family's military, even my mother, who's scared shitless of me when I pass, like, if and when I pass Ranger School. She's scared shitless, but even that, she still supports everything I do.
Yeah.
And, you know, my uncles have all been supportive of me. My uncle Keith, who was a firefighter for 20-something years, even he was like, I wish I enlisted. I wish I did, because I would have had a better life, even though he's a successful firefighter and just retired. He just wishes he enlisted, because, you know, there's so much opportunity.
Yeah, it's a lot.
There's so much, you know.
It's a lot, yeah.
Free college, you know, it's exaggerated.
Your kids,
free
if you college, do have kids, will be set
up. To 6 years old, your kids have free insurance.
That'd be set
completely
up.
Free insurance. And it's just something I should have done when I was 18.
Yeah.
But I chicken shit it out because I was in a relationship, which, again, leads back to the codependency.
Yeah.
Right? I was always making sure, like, it was when I was with Abby at the time, I was going to go into the Air Force, like I said, but I didn't.
Yeah,
I stopped all of that because I was like, oh, I'm with Abby, I'm fine. You know, I don't need to do this.
Yeah.
I'm good paving. I'm good making a career out of this. Next thing you know, fucking year and a half goes by and I'm dating a new girl out in fucking New York. Fuck me. That was the worst decision of my life. God have mercy.
All right. I'm going to get back to you. Hold on, bro. We might have to get a charger for that. So Shannon, what led you up into getting into like modeling, into wanting to sing, wanting to write songs, like?
So like singing was always a part of my life. Like growing up, I was at karaoke.
Yeah.
Always, no matter where I was, put that microphone in front of me, I'ma sing. But like for writing music, I never thought I could do it, and then I started writing stories, and I kind of realized that like you just put two and two together. You just need a beat, and it's a story. Like, music is a story, so I started doing that. But, like, music really isn't my passion. It's more like modeling is. So, like, I kind of put more time and energy into modeling.
So you take pride into music, though, right?
Facts.
I do love music, but it's, like, if I had to, like, choose to put 110% into something, it'd be modeling.
But what led you... You're all right. What led you into modeling, though? Like, what really the backstory? How Shannon became a model, like what led Shannon into modeling?
Okay, Well, I told you how growing up I was like being in front of the camera.
Yeah.
I tried out for Disney Channel as like a backup for like one of their TV shows. I made it. But it was a scam. They wanted you to pay $5,000 to, like, It was such a scam.
Disney getting called
so
out
mad.
On live.
No, it was, like, such a scam. They were like, you need to pay $5,000 and get to Florida tonight. And I was like, what? Like, it was a scam. But, like, long story short, I realized that I wanted to either model or act. And then I was like, I don't know how to get into acting. So I was just on Instagram one day. Guys, this is what I'm saying. Use Instagram to the fullest. I was on Instagram one day. Some random photographer hit me up. Want to model for my clothing line. I was like, sure, I don't know how to model. Let's give it a shot. I modeled, and it was the best thing I ever done.
And then the camp.
Nice.
You went to a camp
for... Oh, yes. I went to Coco Rocha Model Camp. If you don't know what that is, look it up.
Explain it. What is it?
So, like, Coco Rocha is what I like to explain it as is, like, Tyra Banks of my generation. So, like, she's, like, the biggest model to me. She's my inspiration. She kind of got me into, like... But like she like kind of got me into modeling. So like if you look at my page, like a lot of my poses are from Coco. Like she's my inspiration. I have her book and everything. But so basically what Coco Rocha Model Camp is, she does a camp in New York City, and it's for beginner models, actual models, anybody that wants to attend. But it's by like invitation only, so like you apply online, but you have to be invited into the camp.
Yeah.
Oh, so like
really?
Not everybody can go. Like she chooses specifically her.
So
and
it's
her
competitive.
Husband.
Yeah.
Really competitive.
So modeling is competitive. It's cutthroat. Like everyone talks. Like they're not kidding when they say modeling is cutthroat. Like,
really.
It's cutthroat.
I didn't think it was so competitive.
No. So another thing I learned. So basically, what the camp is about is like. It's a 4-day weekend, and you go to New York, and you stay at a hotel, and, like, you stay in her, like, she has, like, her own, like, studio, everything. And she gives you the ins and outs of the industry, like, what to look out for, the red flags, like, how to model, how to pose, how to get comfortable with your body. Because, like, mostly what people don't think is they think, oh, a model just stands in front of a camera, but, like, that's not what it is. Like, if you don't know how to work your face and your poses... The photo's horrible. It's just a person standing there. So, like,
yeah.
She teaches you, like, poses and, like, all that stuff. But she does tell you how models don't make money. People think all these models in Vogue are making millions of dollars. To get in Vogue, it's $17. $17.
Really?
I mean, 70. My bad. Oh, my God.
Okay.
70. $70 to be in Vogue. Vogue magazine. The biggest magazine in the world. $70 to have your face on their magazine.
That's it? For just a panel flip?
That's
just
dumb.
One photo of you in Vogue, $70.
No
it's
shit.
Not like $70 an hour, it's like $70.
No, fuck no.
You don't make money at all, you don't.
Yeah.
And
is
like
it commission-based when you take photos and stuff?
So like, the way, so I freelance, so I'm not signed by an agency yet, I'm trying to. But how they do it is you get paid hourly. So like, if you get signed by an agency, like, you get paid by the hour, and like the most you can probably make is like $70 to $100 an hour. Like, you really don't get
well, that's
anything.
Still good pay, but it depends on how long are you
well,
guys
in
session.
Well, I mean,
we're
getting the cost of living, though, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, you can't
yeah.
live off
especially
of that.
In New York City.
You can't live off of that. Like, in order to make money as a model, you need to be a commercial model, which is the ones you see on commercials, like, for the makeup products
okay.
or in the mall. Like, that's how you make money.
Okay.
Like, you get paid a lot. You can get paid $300.
That's like advertising
that.
And stuff,
yeah.
like, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so... We got the base on that with everything about you and the modeling, what led you into modeling. Pop quiz question. How do we all feel about breaks? Breaks? Do you consider break as a breakup or
yes.
as in break? Like, we're going to take a break and then I'll holler at you like 3 or 4
I
months
feel
down the line.
Like, I feel like break is... Can I swear on this?
Yeah, go ahead.
I feel like... I feel like...
I don't know why she asked.
I swear?
Because, like, I don't
know.
Motherfucker. Like, I don't know. I feel like break is, like, the pussy way of saying breakup.
It is.
Like, I feel like when
no,
you're
100%.
Saying, like, let's take a break, you're just like, okay, I'm going to play around with your feelings real quick. I'm not going to admit I don't want to be with you. I'm just going to play around
like
with you
I
for
said,
a little.
You guys
then...
remember, we were talking in the car on the way here, and I was like, my ex said the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
You want to be friends? We're going to take a break. Nah, that's the most bullshit fucking lie I've ever heard come out of someone. God damn it. Like, I know your ex over there now, motherfucker. Like, fuck
it's
you.
It's like, let's take a Tinder,
right.
Facebook dating.
Bro, yeah. tell me why I go on Tinder
tonight.
And she's there. And I'm like sitting there, I'm like, I know you aren't here, ho. And I'm swiping left. But and I'm then, like, I see you. I see you.
That's called psychotic.
But
that's
then, psychotic wait.
Stopping. I know.
Then they go hook up with someone, come back. To you and be like, and oh, it was like, just a break. We were on a break. We were together.
It was
I didn't
a 3 week.
Wrong. All right. I didn't all right.
All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. So,
quiet.
What I'm asking is, if you were with someone and you didn't really feel the way how you truly, like what you thought you felt, how would you break it to that person, Shannon?
I'd be like, look, this isn't working out. You know.
Generic white girl response.
It's not you, it's me.
Take a break.
Yeah, we can take a break.
It's not you,
we can be friends. It's not you,
it's
me.
We can, like, hang out in a few months. Just don't text me. Like, I'm good. But no, seriously, like, if I, like, was dating someone and I, like, suddenly, like, lost feelings for you. This happened before, too. Like, this is experience. Like,
yeah.
I was dating somebody, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna marry this kid, right? And then I was like, no. Like, a couple months later, I was like, no. Like, I just didn't like anything about the person a couple months later. And I literally was just like, hey, like, okay, I kind of was a pussy at this. I was like, hey, so I'm going to college. It's 3 hours away. I was like, you're here, you know? I was like, I'm trying to just live my life for a little. So I was
same
like,
same old typical girl.
So I was like, hey, no, but I did bring up
they go to college.
They go to college and have, quote, fun.
No, but I didn't
fun
say,
no,
wait,
no.
wait.
Well, you can't put quote on freedom, because, like, well, I mean,
but
like,
I didn't
yeah,
say
you're
break.
Right, you're right, you're right.
I didn't say break, though. I said, can we break up? That's what, I didn't say, let's take a break. I said, look, this isn't going to work. Can we break up? I just want to do me for a little.
And how did he take it?
He punched a wall and cried and called my mom.
Woo! Sounds like me.
Nice.
And then my mom, my mom yelled at me.
This guy. So, you, have you experienced a break or a breakup?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, every single one.
Well, I know that.
Yeah, tell me about it.
So, anyway.
Which experience
how,
he wants.
How would you break it off to a person that
we talking now, Anthony, or we talking past Anthony?
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yeah, facts.
Pussy
though.
Me
it's
or new me?
Yeah, facts.
It's a fucking question. So how would you, so you're in a, say you're in a relationship with somebody and what you thought was not what you thought, how would you break it off with that person?
Honestly, I'd probably try to be respectful at first and just be like, hey, like, we ain't gonna work out. Can we just part ways? Like, I would keep it simple.
Yeah.
I wouldn't extend it. I wouldn't say, can we be friends? I wouldn't say, you know, don't talk to me or anything like that. At this rate, I would keep it simple and just be like, we're not working out. You know, I know my interest and you're not it.
Yeah.
Okay, but you also have to say this too, like, if there's a difference between like a few months of dating and years of dating. Like,
yeah.
To me, like, if
no
I was
worries.
Dating for you a few months, I could just look at you and be like, we need to break up, this isn't working.
Yeah.
But if I've been with you for, like, 3 or 4 years, I feel like I'd have a very hard time just looking at you and be like, can we break up?
Well, that's,
like,
that's also
cause
a different
you
case.
Bring
that
the
is
feelings
also a different
in,
case.
That is. Because
then
is
your feelings
case.
Are there and you care about that person and you're like,
you
I don't want
to break
your
break
heart.
His heart.
Exactly.
Yeah, his or her heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, about this podcast, since y'all didn't talk about the shooting stars and everything that y'all are leading up to with military, modeling, and singing. Again, I've been reading this book. If those that don't know this book, Divine Direction by Craig, go check it out, definitely. It's a great book. Really great book. Amazing fucking book. Hell no, he don't look like Paul Walker from the side. Stop it! Stop it.
No. GTR, baby.
No, don't let that
tell me I look like Pete Davidson.
All right, get the fuck out of here.
A little bit.
Get out of here. Pete Davidson?
A little bit. A little
get
bit.
The fuck.
A little bit.
All right. Anyway, geez, I can't
I got my frothy that. Tips like Justin Timberlake.
Boy, stop. All right, like I was saying, Divine Direction. So, I read this book with her every day, and I read this book with myself. And so more and more that, like, I keep reading, there's this one chapter, it's called Staying in Power. And basically, it's like, ask, like, questions, things that, scenarios that goes in our head, you know, things that we think about that's like, sometimes, like, we prolong it, you know, where, like, it says, should I take my chances, quit this job and look for something else? I wonder if this relationship has run its course. Could it be time for me to move on? It doesn't look like this business is ever going to catch on. Maybe I should cut my losses before things get any worse. So I'm not going to read the whole chapter, but based off those questions is things that, like, we tend to, like, act off emotions a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're at a job and then somebody pisses us off and we're like, man, fuck this job. Fuck you. Fuck that. I'm quitting. But not realizing that we don't have a backup plan. So we're just operating off emotions. You know what I'm saying? Because we're upset and we don't want to work at this fucking horrible ass place. So you choose to quit the job. Now you're broke. Now you got rent to do, phone bill, car note, all that extra shit. But you just quit your job based off your own emotions because you didn't like the way somebody talked to you. Or relationship standpoints where it's like, you don't really fuck with this person, but you want to prolong it just to see if anything else changes, which also is kind of fucked up because you kind of like wasting time because like you're searching for something
that's not there.
That's not there. Exactly. Mm-hmm. You're searching for something that's not there.
Empty space.
Yep.
So when in a book and it's talking about staying in power, you need to stay in power of your emotions because like, let's be honest, most of the decisions you make, irrational decisions you make, are based off your own emotions because your emotions are so heightened and it's so high, you're not really making a clear decision on anything. It's just like my friend Ephraim, you know what I'm saying? My friend Ephraim, he used to tell me, like, when I'm, like, going through something, Ephraim, man, like, he'll pull me to his car. He used to have this, I think it was an Audi, red car. Think so, maybe not, I don't know, but I remember the car was red. But we'll sit in his car and he'll roll up a nice little fat blunt. We'll sit there and smoke and we'll sit there and talk. And like, as I'm talking, I'm like, blah, 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 you know, whoop de whoop, I'm shooting out. But then as I'm smoking and I'm calming myself down and we're talking, like, after he just heard everything I just said, literally, he used to let me just vent. He'll let me vent. And then after I vent and hit the blunt again, he'll start spitting his wisdom. And now Ephraim 24, 25, younger than me, you know what I'm saying? But dude wise, you feel me? Dude wise for his age, 100%. And it'll kind of click to me because then now like, I'm calm, I'm cool, I'm collected, I'm high, obviously. I can start making like, rational decisions of like what's my next step is going to be. So like, have you ever made an irrational decision based off your own emotions?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, have you? I really have.
100%. Yeah. Always.
Really have.
Yeah, because I think that like, we're faced with decisions every day in our life, you know what I'm saying? Whether we wake up and be like, what the fuck we're going to eat, mm-hmm. what the fuck we're going to do, what the fuck we're going to wear, like every day we're faced with decisions. And sometimes, like, even, like, you have to bite the bullet. Like, when you're at work, if you're working a job that you don't fucking like, and then, like, somebody's, like, coming at you in a different way, or whether it's an employee or a customer, like, I'm not saying, like, hold your tongue for anybody, but I'm also am saying, like, hold your tongue. Because, like, through you reacting just only off of your emotions because, like, somebody came at you with a like an off way, you know what I'm saying? You're causing other chain of events to happen, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, let's really think about it. A customer flipped out on you and you just straight, you look at them for like a quick second and then it come across their face. Now, you know what I'm saying, looking at a lawsuit, extra problems, and extra stress.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
You just lost your job.
Guess I'm not making money.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you're broke, no income.
Literally, dead ass. But tell me, like, how do you handle your emotions? Like, because we all experience the same, even though if it's different situations, we all experience the same emotions. No matter what, we all experience the same emotions. How do you be handling your emotions, like, when shit happens? Like,
honestly,
do you react or do you pause?
I pause.
And analyze the whole
no,
situation.
No, 100%. Depends, because my happiness, my love, my caring, I instantly react off that.
Yeah.
Right. But if I'm angered, sad, or upset at something, I hold. right, I'll sit there and I'll pause for a while.
Yeah.
And I'll wait until the proper time to release those emotions are. Like, I held in my sadness and my sorrow for a while until my father spoke to me. Yeah. And I let everything out when that time happened, right? Yeah. Other than that, I was trying to mask my own emotions with happiness, laughter, comedy, all that shit. Yeah. That's how I handle my own shit. Other people might be different where if they get angered quickly, they might get aggressive with you, or they might swing on you, or they might fucking yell at you for the day. Like, if someone's upset already at their job and, you know, they're being treated like shit, they might they might get mad at you, the customer.
So you like to try to, like, stay in power.
I do. Yeah. Because
no, go ahead.
I feel like if you don't have control over your own emotions,
you let everybody else control you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, 100%.
Which you understand.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. What about you?
Okay, well, personally, I'm a very emotional person, so I react immediately. Like, if I'm angered or hurt, I'm gonna let you know it. I'm trying to work on walking away and, like, being better with that, but, like, I react immediately. Like,
yeah.
Especially if you come at me, like, I'm gonna just say it as it is. I'm not gonna sit there and, like, okay, relax, breathe, think
through.
Well,
here's a question for you. If you react like that, right, like, are you... Do you know you're in the wrong after you do everything?
Yes, 100%.
And say you are in the wrong, but you didn't realize it in that time of anger or upset.
You won't. No, no.
See, like, especially, like, I know myself. Like, when I get angry, I say things I don't mean.
Exactly.
I say things in anger, and then after, I'm like, did I seriously just say that? Like, and so I'm trying to work on, like, not reacting right away, instead just, like, walking away.
Thinking the process through.
But, like, I have to say, my proudest moment, I was on set. And this photographer came at me and was like, you're horrible, you don't know what you're doing, all this stuff. Meanwhile, he was a beginner, only did this for 2 months. I've been doing this for 3 years. So in my head, I'm like, I know what I'm doing. I'm experienced. I know my shit. I'm on top of it. It's whatever. But the whole entire shoot, your face is wrong. You don't know what you're... The entire shoot. I didn't react once. I sat there. I did my shit. I knew I did it good, right? We were featured in a magazine because of my work. So it's like, you can sit there, like, especially when it comes to my job, I don't react like that. But with, like, personal stuff, I do react. But I try to bite my tongue when I'm on set, because I'm like, this is my job. Like, people are seeing me do this. Especially, like, people video me behind the scenes. I don't want to be that model that's like...
BTS.
Like, yeah, like, I don't want to be that model that's, like, freaking out on set.
You want to see Shane in the background. Motherfucker, you need to stop.
No, what's that fucking... Those divas, those little girls that are divas, they be sitting there flipping out and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Where's it? Those little girls are
toddlers
fucking...
Toddlers and tiaras. Yeah,
that. Toddlers and tiaras. That... Yo, those little fucking mamas be on that show.
Right, they be getting on.
Yo, they're worse.
You can't stop talking to my daughter that way, motherfucker.
Yeah, all right, so
I'm gonna go grab my charger for that.
Yeah, please do. So
I got a long one.
Thank you. So, staying in power, staying connected. Whatever you choose, believe in Buddha, Allah, Jesus.
Buddha.
It's all like the same God to me. It's one God. But whatever y'all choose to believe in, stay connected. I always believe in staying connected because, I don't know, somehow it brought me up to 28 when, like, I wasn't supposed to see 21. Hell, I wasn't supposed to see 25. But here I am, 28, and... That's just by one person, one God, one man. Staying in power. Staying in power of your emotions. You have to, as I said it on my other episodes, every action never needs a reaction. It always don't need a reaction to shit that people do. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, the way how I look at it, if somebody coming at me sideways, I look at it as just like, I'm going to go ahead and move about your way because, like, I know what I can do, but I also know what's going to follow behind what I can do if I react. You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense, if that registered in your head. Just like bitches that hate, niggas that hate, like, ain't no need to get entertained. You know what I'm saying? Like, Birdman even said it before, and Kevin Gates quoted Birdman before, beef. Don't discuss beef at all. Like, you know what I'm saying? And if you got beef with me, and I'm not necessarily, like, just pointing me out, but like if you got beef with anybody, then like that's your own issue, you feel me? Because you holding on to something I have no control on, because that's your own emotions, because I'm going to continue to do me and sleep peaceful at night, while yet you're way on across the world or next door or whatever, being mad and whoop-de-whoop. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, stay in power. You
feel
me?
Because that's another thing. Can I, like, say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
That's another thing I learned, too, like, especially, like, as being a model, like, on Instagram. Like, there's haters every single day. Like, I'll throw a photo out, and there will be at least people that send me, your body's wrong, you can't model, you're fat, you're not pretty enough. Like, and I learned, like, just shut it out. Like,
yeah.
Because this is what I'm doing. Like, I'm doing this for myself, not for you. Like, I'm not entertaining you.
Yeah.
I'm not posting these photos for you. I'm posting them for me.
Yeah.
Like, not for you.
Exactly.
But it took me 2 years to learn that. My first year, whenever a hater said something to me, I
you
cried.
Took it to heart.
I cried. I literally would cry.
Jeez.
To the point that I was like, why am I even doing this? But, like, it took me to build up a mindset that I'm like, I'm not doing this for you. Like, I'm doing this for me.
Yeah.
Like, you can hate on me all you want, but I don't see you doing this. I don't see you getting up there modeling. I don't see you hitting up these people. I don't see you doing that.
Yeah,
because like,
you're fat
not,
with
yeah.
leggings. Stop. Stop. Nah, stop.
Oh, hippopotamy.
Nah, stop. Because, listen, I'm not going to roast people because, like, my biggest thing is every person out here in this world is beautiful, whether if they have an ugly side to them. Every person in this world. The
personality needs to shine.
Yeah, but, you know, everybody, life path is different. You know what I'm saying? Those that want to continue to live off of negativity, then, like, they can do that. You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? God said, love thy neighbor. You know what I'm saying? He didn't say, have your neighbor just close to you, like, all
right.
the time. You feel me?
Right.
Like, you can love somebody from a distance. You can care for somebody from a distance. You know what I'm saying? You don't constantly
fuck
have
up the internet.
To, I don't know. Sorry, y'all. We're live real quick. Sean, you want to say hey?
No, the internet went down.
Oh, the internet went down, y'all.
I got 5G.
Yeah, probably. But,
I haven't touched over there.
Nah, I know that's what he did.
Is this the internet?
Fucking dumb ass. Yo, this dude here.
Internet's back on.
This dude here.
I didn't know that was a router. It looked like an AC cable.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
I thought that was an air conditioner cable.
This is a fun live video. This is a fun live video. Sean, you can peek in if you want to.
I thought it was like
this
the air conditioner.
God.
I was like, three-prong, circular, it's fine. Yeah, you good.
Great live episode, y'all. Great live episode. That's what it is. A great, awesome live episode. Anyway, holy shit, this shit is going on. Left, right.
Tell me, Shannon.
Shut the fuck up.
I didn't see you unplug that.
Oh, I was like, I like showed it. I was like,
I saw you plug it into the Xbox.
Is this it? Is this it?
Holy shit. I can't. Anyway, I even forgot my motherfucking side channel. Holy shit.
You were talking about everyone's beautiful and they have their own paths. There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Honestly, it's almost time to cut this podcast because, like, each episode is supposed to be only an hour. I'm not trying to bore people and anything, but my biggest lesson is two big lessons. One, keep shooting for your dreams. Don't ever stop. Literally, don't ever stop at this fucking middle of the truth, bro. Don't ever stop at all. Like, if you heard my story, if you heard, like, where I came from,
Houston.
Not once, I never stopped fighting. Even when I did want to stop fighting, even when I wanted to give up, I kept on pushing, I kept on going. Keep shooting for the stars. Leave that negative shit away. Keep it away from you. Stay in power of yourself. You can't control anybody else, but you can control yourself. So constantly try your best to, like, control yourself, control your emotions, control how you react towards things. And why I brought Anthony and Shannon on is just to give them and other people who's out there that's enlisting in the military or somebody that's trying to become a model, the things that they had to experience to get to the point where they're at, the things that he had to go through to get to find his true life path, like he said, he's balls to the wall. You know, to the window, to the wall, to the wall, to the sweat drop down my balls. All right, stop. Oh.
I
got
to get in on that part.
Anyway, he 100%, 110% know that this is what he want to do and then this is his purpose. And you just got to keep going until you figure out your purpose. If you fucking work a job for a month and work another job for a month, like, no matter how many jobs you work, just don't stop. Don't give up.
Also, life's about trial and error.
That's it. Trial and error.
Yeah.
And then also cause and effect. You feel me? If I punch somebody in the mouth,
there was a cause
for it. But then there's also effect with me in handcuffs.
Don't fuck yourself over.
Also, another thing, like, make sure whatever you do in life, like, make sure you're doing it for you and not anybody else.
Exactly.
Like, don't ever live your life for somebody else. Live it for yourself, because you got one life. That's it.
One life.
So live it up.
One fucking
life. Hey, Drake, life. YOLO.
YOLO.
Listen, I hope you have a good night. It's Friday night. I was going to do it tomorrow, but, you know what I'm saying, just wanted to knock this out, because like I said, I'm always trying to make sure I post an episode and put out an episode. So, for those that tune in, said this ugly-ass nigga look like Paul Walker, which you are a lie. 100%, you're a lie. You should have never said that. Oh, your baby said, hey.
Who the fuck that?
Alicia.
Huh? What's up, baby girl?
Shut the fuck up. Anyway, all right. Deuces, I'm gonna finish off my song, Shooting Stars, and then we'll be out of here. Y'all can choose to stay and listen to the song or not, but yeah, we out. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Woo! We vibing! We finishing the song on his phone.
Listen, don't listen to these niggas. Listen, it's a rough start. I'm going to just tell you that.
It's a rough ending.
It's a rough start. I was dealing with that pain and that rain, but I'm better now. Family at the bottom, but the youngin' took a better route. Walk up game, face shot game, bro, don't let me now. Don't say a thing, we better now. Broadway got cheddar now.
Y'all got me fucked up.
What time is it?
Hey, calm down. Jimmy Neutron right here, bitch. I got XM ratio. I got XM. Oh, yeah, sorry, wrong way. Oh, fuck, you're alive. Jimmy Neutron out. Elementary school, high school, middle school, champs on the block, network, working out. Shoot star on your top. Why the fuck is it? I can't break my rules. So I like my dream, don't you never forget. I admit, I want it done, but when ready for it. What's a life without stars, baby? That's all I'm about. You should have a podcast of me at a bar. Just me. It's hilarious.
I don't think I
want to
hear that.
No, you want to hear and watch it.
Anything.
It doesn't matter. I'll forget
your name in 30 seconds. Young in a shooting star, baby. Young in a shooting star, baby. Do you believe in shooting stars, baby? All right, we out. Sorry, I was reading the comments. I miss you too. I'll be back in Chickpea. Sunday, drop them off. So, like, we'll dip through, say what's up. Thank y'all for joining in and tuning in. I'll let y'all. Seriously. Bro, get the fuck. What the fuck?
He goes, you ever taste 20 balls?
I was like, you ever tasted sweaty balls before? This truly is what it tastes like.
Sweaty balls?
This truly is so...
So do
what flavor is this? Raspberry lime. Every fucking name it. Sweaty balls.
Shut up, y'all. I'm still recording.
Oh, excuse me? Click X.